pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
We up north
to Alaska.
We up north.
And let's go, America. Here we go once again. Welcome to the August 23rd edition of America's number one travel radio show. Today, Mary and I, well, we are coming to you from Alert Bay in British Columbia. That puts us in Canada. It's the grand finale of our travels here these past 18 days, and it's our second big week of the Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise we've been having such a good time on. As this program transmits via satellite across the nation right now to our 610 weekly stations, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, the fastest 2 hours in travel, as we like to say, Mary, it is on.
It
and
is.
We have such a wide-ranging show for everybody today. So last week, you heard us broadcasting from Haines in Alaska. That was about as far up the inside passage as you can go, unless you're going to go up to Skagway. Then it was on to the capital of Juneau. We had more show fans able to join us and board the Seabourn Quest here with us. That was for the second week of travel. Mm-hmm. Just like last week, we are coming to you live right now from Seabourn Square on Deck 7. This is the area of the ship where folks gather at the cafe. You're going to hear that in the background. The shops are not far from us. We can see that. Guest services are here. But of course, we are surrounded, and I really wish sometimes this was a television show and not a radio show, because the beauty that is surrounding us here, all the beauty and all the bustling that's going on in Alert Bay, we're in the northeast part of Vancouver Island. If you don't know where Alert Bay is, we have certainly enjoyed our 14 days on the Seabourn Quest this trip, Mary.
We absolutely have, and this is definitely the hub of the ship, I think, Seabourn Square. This is where it all happens. And so, quick music cred, that was North to Alaska by Johnny Horton. But you know, Robert, we were talking about this at breakfast earlier, that what was your favorite part of the 14-day trip? And every time I think I have a favorite, whether it was Hubbard Glacier, Indian Islands, we had a great trip. We have our guide Paul coming up a little bit in the show. Sure, an Endicott arm. Every time I think I have a favorite and I say, oh, what a fabulous day, I get up the next day and it's another is here in Alaska. And the captain said it last week, Alaska keeps on giving. It really does. It's something different every day.
I mean, the awe of Mother Nature, you cannot be impressed by.
The air is fresh. The water is clear and clean.
Well, you've been going around saying that all week.
Yeah, I'm breathing in the air. But I also really have enjoyed watching everybody else's reactions to the wildlife. It's been a real bonding experience. We were out.
A little different, though, the air than what we see in the New York City.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Just a bit.
Yes.
Just a bit.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay. If we could transport some of that over, yes.
Well, I know we're having some technical difficulties, folks. And listen, anytime we do a broadcast from a ship, there are so many moving parts. It can't even, you know, listen. And we thank the team that's here right now that's going on. But Rudy's having some trouble. Ironically, he's on land in Minnesota connecting to Dallas, but yet we're connecting to you from Alert Bay to Dallas. So Rudy will be coming up on the show in the D block. We're going to just kind of move ahead. And I know we want to talk about a couple other things. Mm-hmm. You know, since we left Vancouver, Canada, 2 weeks ago, I guess it is now, right? And that's where we're headed back to after the show. We're going to fly back to New York City. We're going to hopefully American Airlines does their job and get us home on time. But, you know, in a previous trip to Alaska with the show, Mary and I flew directly into Anchorage with our sons. We had such a good time exploring that area of the state.
We did.
Land.
We did.
But this trip has had us, it's considerably further south than where we were.
Right.
And mainly, you know, we're traveling in what's called, as I said, with a show open there in Alaska's Inside Passage. We certainly have covered a lot of ground, Mary, experienced an awful lot on this trip.
We definitely have. Do you have a favorite part? If you had to choose, since everything has been fabulous.
See, I should have been prepared for that. Yeah. It's not often that I'm short of words, folks.
Wildlife, people.
No, listen, the wildlife. You know what it is for me? I mean, every day we wake up in a different place.
Yeah.
I mean, and the weather is interesting. We have a guy on our team, Bob Busey, our affiliates know, He perseverates on the weather, we always joke about. He could not survive here in Alaska because one minute it is sunny, the next minute we have
actually... Yes, he likes predictability.
He does. He's not going to be able, so,
I just have to be flexible. But, it rains and then it's sunny.
Yeah,
and,
but some of the towns, the charming towns, the people that we've met and so forth, I've enjoyed it all.
Yeah,
I really,
really enjoyed the few people we met in Alert Bay. Very friendly and welcoming and warm. All right, on a personal note, we do want to say a big thank you to all of our show fans listening around the U.S. We've gotten some great emails this week. We will try to answer more of them when we get back next week. Messages on social media, all kinds of comments on these travels. And our team has been sharing our adventures on our social media channels during the week. We've been talking about them on our Monday through Friday daily travel minutes as well that air across our affiliates. So thank you to all of you. And also a big thank you to all of you who voted in our latest travel polls. You can
always
find,
appreciate that.
Yeah, we do. We're going to run through the answers real quick, but you can find our polls on our website at rmworldtravel.com. So we usually ask two questions. These were Alaskan focused. The first one was, what engages you most to visit Alaska? 25% of you said boating or cruising.
Now, everybody here on the Seaboard end, you all appreciate that. You can give a round of applause for that when they say cruise. Yes? Yes, everybody? All right. Love that. All right. Good luck.
So 15% of our listeners said glaciers and fjords, which we've all seen this week on the cruise.
Gorgeous.
So that covers 40%
that
right there.
That also is a round of applause.
Yeah.
All the glaciers you've seen. Well,
13% said national or state parks. And then we have 12% said, I want to come to Alaska for the people. And then 11% wildlife. We had 8% snow and skiing. And last place was the Northern Lights, which kind of surprised me.
The next one, let's move right on to question
two. Yeah, so question two. What Alaskan food is a must try for you? Number one, Alaskan king crab.
Do we agree on that, everybody? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
Alaskan king crab.
Right on there with
so
that.
Number two, we had a tie. We had 17% chose birch syrup and 17% said Alaskan wild salmon. So that was a tie.
Now, can you combine the two, Mary?
You could. Yeah, okay. Definitely could. Okay. And then what do we have? 15% reindeer sausage. Has anyone had reindeer sausage? Okay.
Yes.
Reese, our cruise director, has.
Another Mary's here. I see her.
Yes.
She has. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Has anyone here had agutuk, Eskimo ice cream? It's hard to find, but you can find it in Alaska at more native
Any
community
Any of the crew
events.
That's here, have you had the Alaskan
anyone
ice
had
cream?
It? It's made with seal oil and berries. It's a very old recipe. It's not sold in restaurants.
Okay.
You need to know locals.
Okay.
And then we have, 5% beer battered halibut. I personally think if you have not had that, you haven't lived.
All right, so that's great. Okay, so that's terrific.
Yep.
I mean, but Mary, listen, all of the places that we have been, you know,
it's
think
been
about
a great.
From Vancouver to Ketchikan, you know, Sitka, you know, Hubbard Glacier that we've had, Icy Strait Point.
Yep, Juneau. Wrangell was great,
yeah.
A little frontier town.
Yeah.
We climbed Mount Dewey.
Yeah, you and I, we get off the ship.
The recommendation of a guide.
We get correct.
And it was a short climb.
And we got about 2/3 of the way up. And we're like, you know, there could be bears in here.
Yeah.
But folks, we're here. We survived.
With no
it.
Bear spray.
That was good. Exactly. That was true. Very true. But I mean, really, all the bays, the channels, the fjords.
The straits.
Been through, it really has been a terrific. If you have not cruised in Alaska, folks, again, we would really encourage it. It's a different way to come experience it. Like I said, we did land before.
Mm-hmm.
Now having both options, very different. So there we are. Well, that is good. We're going to have to put kind of conclude things for the opening A-block.
We're going to get
right
to the
now.
Guest part.
Bobby's working hard to get Rudy connected for the D-block. I'm going to let everybody know up next, well, destinations and the expedition side of this trip is going to collide. They're going to collide here with us on the Seaborne Quest. Why? Well, we're on the big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise, folks. Just getting started. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds or visit armworldtravel.com. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at takelean.com. That's takelean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com/United States. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E.com/United States, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Let's go, America. Here we go with our B block as we welcome you back to Seabourn Quest. We are coming to you from Alert Bay. That is in British Columbia. It is great having all of you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us today. This is the grand finale of our big two-week Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise, and this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/care.
You know, when you think about all the costs involved in travel and all the challenges you could face when or if something goes awry, we say pack a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. I think it's one of the best things you can do to make sure you have a successful trip.
We never travel without it. We have a son right now that's over in Crete. He has it. It's just something. Listen, folks, when travel plans go wrong, a Travel Guard and travel insurance plan, I mean, it just makes things go right, right? Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel smart, get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, week two of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise has been a fantastic week of travel. We've seen extraordinary sights, all kinds of beautiful glaciers, fjords, and of course, we've experienced some diverse and well-curated excursions. Joining us live on set for a conversation on this week's adventures is Seabourn Quest Destinations Manager Jeannie Ramirez on mic 3, and we have Expedition team member Paul Niles on mic 4.
So Jeannie and Paul, good morning to you. Very nice for you joining us today. Thank you. It's been nice getting to know the both of you. I know Jeannie, we have cruised with you in the past as well. So this is your chance to say hello to all the listeners we have across the United States. It's about 1.3 million people here on this show.
No pressure.
No pressure. But say, Paul, say hi to America.
Good morning, America.
There you go. Yeah, I think that's a TV show, but that's okay. So we might have some royalty issues on that.
You do have a good radio voice,
so,
Paul.
Paul, you do. Exactly. Yeah. Mary and I have talked about that. Craig Good, who's the announcer on our show, he might be out of a job soon. So, Jeannie, listen, you and your team have created many travel moments, you know, with offshore ship excursions here. Helicopters, seaplanes, dog sledding, right? So I want to go back to where the second part of this cruise started in Juneau. Alaska's capital, and I want you to share a few highlights of what guests enjoyed, you know, this week in Juneau.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Juneau is quite a special place. I think the best thing for you to do there is definitely visit a glacier. When you think of Alaska, this is the first thing that comes to mind, and there are so many different ways you can do that. So you mentioned a few of them. You can take a seaplane, see it from up above, or you can take a helicopter and actually land on the glacier, walk around the crevices, take a dog sledding, have a dog sledding experience. So Juneau is definitely the best place to do that. There's a visitor center as well in the Mendenhall Glacier, so you can also learn about the formation, see the waterfalls formed by the glacier. You get to experience in so many different
you
ways.
Really do.
This is definitely the
and
highlight.
There
of
were
the
a number
place.
Of people, Mary, that we
sledding.
Know who have done the dog sledding
yes.
and helicoptering there. Some of you are here that actually did
yeah.
that. Yes, the
who
helicopter.
Did dog sledding? Yeah,
yeah, a lot yeah. of. I mean that. And by the way, we know the helicopter. Great way, Mary.
People loved it. So, Paul, we've gotten to know you this week. You are our fabulous Zodiac driver in the Indian Islands, where we saw the sea lions, the sea otters. It was, again, another fabulous day in Alaska.
What time did you have me up, though?
A little early, maybe
morning.
6 o'clock.
Yeah,
well,
we
you know,
six, yeah.
Hey, that's when the wildlife is out and about. But, you know, Paul, as we've gotten to know you this week, we've talked about this. You are, I think, a born explorer. in my opinion. You grew up on the water. So this is interesting. You've served aboard the state tall ship Californian. You have a strong sailing background, and you have an aviation background. You've been all over the world in the field of aviation. So really interesting background. If you get a chance to talk to Paul later, those of you here on the ship, please do. Anyway, so here you are, leading guests in Wild Alaska and British Columbia. In your opinion, what are some of the more special aspects of the Inside Passage?
I think one of the things that allows people to truly connect is to get close to the wildlife, close to the ice, close to everything that's around us, and to really connect with the environment. Something that, while the ship is great, please don't tell anybody that hasn't come out, but when you do get out on the ship, yeah. You have a chance to really be in the zodiac and be up front and connect the two things, and then shut down the engine and literally just float and be in that place.
And that quiet.
And finding that opportunity for our guests to truly connect and have that Alaskan experience.
Yeah, I would agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I agree. Which
so, you know, Jeannie, I'm going to take you, we'll go back to Wrangell. We're just going to bounce around here a little bit. You know, another terrific destination we visited this week. You know, that show fans and other guests that we've talked to, that they've enjoyed as well, right? Mary and I did as well, certainly. Mm-hmm. There were a good number of excursions to choose from there. Bear viewing, I mean, an adventure hike to Rainbow Falls, a jet boat adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, so what do you personally enjoy about these Alaskan voyages?
Oh, definitely the views. They surprise me in every port, of course. Something different. The nature around the place is just amazing. But Alaska is enriching in different ways. There's also a lot of native culture, which is really interesting to learn about, in different natives and different people in different places. So, you know, as we were in Isis Strait Point, you can visit the Huna village, learn about these traditions. They produce absolutely beautiful art. In Ketchikan, they have the Sexman village, Hidden Alert Bay, also a great place where you can see like a dance presentation. So this is very rich, not only the views, but the culture and the combination of it all.
Agree. Blending both is a huge part of the Alaskan experience for visitors. Paul, there are many people hearing the show right now who may have never cruised before, or they're thinking of, you know, there are a lot of people, I think, who have Alaska as a bucket list to see it on a ship. What are some things that you would say to convince them that the Inside Passage itinerary in particular is a great itinerary for an Alaskan visit?
I think one of the key things of the Alaskan Inside Passage trip is that it's extremely approachable, that it's accessible to pretty much anybody with any mobility, with any kind of challenge that they might feel, trepidation of, you know, is it going to be rowdy? Is the sea going to be crazy? Is, you know, what's expected of me as a traveler?
Right.
And the thing is that it's so approachable that you get a variety of experiences that it's at your timing that you can go out and connect with Jeannie and her team to see things that are on land, or connect with my team and go out and actually see the actual wilderness itself and see the wildlife up close.
So we'll build on that a little bit, because, you know, Jeannie, you could certainly talk to this, because get into maybe some of the advice. So we've got a large audience back, you know, across the U.S. listening. And some, maybe they've cruised before, others have never cruised, right? Some we know in life they're procrastinators, others they like to book, you know, things 6-7 months in advance. What would be your advice for folks, you know, who want to book tours if they're coming on a cruise, you know, booking in advance, if you will, waiting till you're on the ship? As the destination manager, what would you suggest on that?
Definitely booking in advance so you can guarantee that you have spaces for whatever you choose to do. Now, there are many, many options, especially here in Alaska, and I know some people don't want to go through them all. So something really important and something really interesting that we do here in Seabourn is a destination presentation. As the guests come on board, usually within the first couple of days, the destination manager hosts this. And this is a space that we have to share with the guests. So we'll talk about the tours, we'll talk about what the ports are like, what to expect, we give them tips, we go through everything. And sometimes, even if they book in advance, it's good to attend.
Right, so
we
they
give
know
this
what's, yeah,
find a room. I want to choose something else, and they can still change it. But
and I want to mention, because some people may have booked tours in advance, and maybe for some reason it doesn't sell, or maybe they have to make a last-minute change. You will work to accommodate folks as well, if they have to, by getting them into other tours and so forth, correct?
Definitely, yes. We always try to take the best care possible of our guests, okay. So we're going to look into it in advance, and if there is an experience that doesn't get many bookings, that might not be actually the best experience at that time. So we recommend something similar, something even better. Mm-hmm.
And actually, we booked Indian Islands at 6:30 in the morning because we didn't book it in advance. We went to the seminar, we heard the team talk about it, and I said, you know what, this sounds like a great experience. So we're going to run out of time, but real quick, for the 2 weeks that we've spent together, this is just a quick answer. Share with everyone listening either favorite port or favorite event on this particular itinerary.
You got about 15 seconds
Paul.
Each.
I would definitely say Indian Islands because of the amount of wildlife that you have exposure to.
That was a great experience.
It was fantastic.
Jeannie, what say you?
Juno, the dog sledding. That's a must-do.
You must-do.
Yeah.
Plus the helicopter. I say anytime you can get a helicopter, listeners know that of this show. I'm all for that. Listen, both of you, thank you very much for joining
you.
Us here on
thank
set.
You.
Thank
really
you
appreciate
so much.
It's been a great trip with all of you, so thank you.
Thank you
very much. All right, so Mary, now we're going to switch. And I know, folks, our next guest, we've been like 2 weeks waiting to have her on the show.
Yes.
So she is next. I know she is excited. I can see it right now.
Everyone loves our next guest.
She is smiling and happy.
Yes.
Right now, we're going to throw things back there to Bobby in Dallas. When we return from this bottom of the hour break, well, we're going to talk about the way the guests are treated here on the ship, something you want to know. Our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise, folks. We return in 180 seconds.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds or visit armworldtravel.com. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed, and Let's Go America. We are now up to the C block on this August 23rd, and as Mary and I welcome all of you back to Alert Bay. Well, this is today's, it's the grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise. But first, this portion of the program will be sponsored by Raycon.
Well, a favorite is back, everyone. The Everyday Earbuds Classic. They are back better than ever. They have active noise cancellation now, plus 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. And they cost half the price of premium audio brands.
Well, we like that for sure. Listen, these are perfect for back to school. You'll also get free shipping and save 20% at buyraycon.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, click on sponsors.
Okay, so last week on the show, we had a good conversation with cruise director Reese Williams, but for most matters that are beyond the entertainment, you definitely want to get to know the guest services manager. And joining us on mic three, she is right here. She's right here on the Seabourn Quest. We have Svenja Henrik.
Svenja, listen, it has been very nice getting to know you. We've enjoyed dinner with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very much for being here. I know you're a busy person. So, listen, your department certainly gets a lot of visits from guests with all types of requests and questions. You're very active on the cruise. Take your job seriously. We respect that. You're omnipresent, you know, from the very first moment you get on the cruise, when we met you, when we get on. So I want you to talk about some of the things that you and your team do and can do for guests.
So what can we do? So our embarkation day is always our most busy day because guests come to guest services, first of all, to connect to the Wi-Fi on the ship. And we also have an app that is called the Seabourn app, and we want our guests to connect to that one as well because that's where they find a lot of information throughout the voyage. They also come to us for restaurant reservations, for assistance with excursions when the excursion team is dispatching, for example. They come for printing documents, queries about their onboard account, what else? For daily activities, what is happening actually on the ship. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we also get visits from guests to just come and chat with us and share their wonderful feedback with us.
Well, which I'm glad to know that you enjoy that. But basically, you can help guests with anything. So while on board, you essentially are like a hotel front desk, basically.
Yeah. Yes. With concierge as well.
Exactly. Yeah. You're the face of service. So let's talk about how you handle if something goes awry, if a guest has an issue and it needs to be resolved, because you're all about problem solving. Mm-hmm. You're very good at it. That's so right. how do you handle that?
So obviously, yeah, we ask the guest to take a seat and to share his feedback with us. Mm-hmm. It's very important to active listening to the issue that the guest wants to share with us. We obviously, you know, we're very empathetic. And we're here to help. That is our main purpose here. After listening to the concerns, we reassure the guest that we are looking into it, that we are here to assist. And then we contact the relevant department. We inform the other departments. Once the issue is resolved, we get back to the guest and, yeah, with the resolution. And that's our main aim, to see our guests happy and any issue resolved.
Right. And so something that Seabourn does really well is they ask for feedback. So we're getting notes on our app, provide feedback as you're going along, whether you, if you have a wonderful experience, call someone out, and it's all very helpful. We're also able to fill out pre-cruise preferences and things like that. So how important is that to the experience in terms of what you and your team do, coordinating and making it more personalized per guest?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our guests, they can share their preference with us before they come on board, and then before the cruise starts, we get a chance to pull a report about those preferences. And the preferences may be a guest has a specific beverage that they would like in their suite, or if someone actually doesn't want to have any alcohol in the suite, that's also a very important preference. Mm-hmm. Dietary requirements. What kind of pillows?
Correct,
exactly. We have different kind of pillows. If they want twin bed or queen bed, or if they are sharing with a third person, if they need a rollaway bed.
Well, what I was going to say, you know, Svenja, is listen, folks, what they need to know, if they come on a Seabourn cruise, don't go home and kvetch, all right? Just basically come on, tell you whatever the issue is when you're here, you fix it. You problem solved, we move on. So, you know, last week after the show, you, Captain Roberts, Mary and I, we had a pleasant dinner. We really enjoyed it. I mean, and the scenery was just gorgeous. It was spectacular. But during the conversation, we talked about the crew and the family atmosphere you experience aboard Seabourn. I mean, that's something that Mary and I, people ask us all the time, you know, the 10 dozen cruises we've taken with Seabourn, you know, our relationship goes back to 2017. It's the connections, the people we know, the family. I want you to share a little bit about that and, you know, what you feel is a necessary element of somebody, the quality that somebody has to have to be a part of the team here.
To be part of the guest services team, you mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, obviously, you need to love to be in touch with the guests. You need to like to interact with guests because this is what we do. We talk to you guests all day long, and empathy definitely helps. Someone who is good at problem solving, someone who can multitask, someone who is an active listener.
What you just said earlier, though, empathy. I like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah.
And Svenja, you know, I call the show the fastest 2 hours in travel for a reason, because the time has gone by. Mary to my right in a minute, and she knows she has to close this segment. She's going to say, Robert, this is where the married couple comes in. So I have to say thank you very much for joining us today.
Svenja, it's been a pleasure.
Definitely enjoyed having
thank
you on Seabourn.
Pleasure is mine.
Svenja,
thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, we're going to send this show back to Bobby and Dallas for a sponsor's break. Rudy will be up next. And before Robert and I introduce you then to the ship's doctor in about 10 minutes, stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. If you struggle with weight and are a lot heavier than you want to be, you need to know about Caralluma. This is an edible cactus that grows in India and is a natural appetite suppressant. Caralluma is just one of the all-natural ingredients doctors added to a remarkable weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. If you have a weight loss goal but injections aren't for you, the doctors who formulated Lean shared with us that this supplement is about as close as science has come to giving you all the benefits of those popular injections. Lean was created to help maintain healthy blood sugar and help control appetite and cravings. But the rare ingredients in Lean are also designed to help burn fat by converting fat into energy. And the best part? No needles, just real results. Doctors have created a healthier way to lose weight by capturing the power of natural ingredients like Caralluma, and it's just smart. Let's get you started with 20% off when you use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com, or you can find a link at Sponsors by looking under Sponsors at RMWorldTravel.com. Now, Robert and Mary return shortly from aboard the Seabourn Quest, but next we'll visit the place where the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise began, at the Port of Vancouver in Vancouver, British Columbia. Well, have you ever wondered about the logistics of running a cruise ship like the Seabourn? Look no further than the Port of Vancouver, and in specifically to a terminal called Canada Place. It's been home port for major cruises for 30 years. Listen to this number. The cruise terminal at the Port of Vancouver hosts as many as 320 ship visits a year. That's almost one a day every day, providing many of the needs for ships ferrying 1.3 million passengers this year. Our guest, Chance McKee, is the cruise account representative at the Vancouver Port Authority, and he joins me now. Chance, welcome to the show. Give me an overall description of the port. For example, how many passenger ships can be in the port at the same time?
Yeah, the Canada Place Cruise Terminal is actually pretty phenomenal. It was built for the 1986 World Expo, and it can actually accommodate four modern cruise ships at one time. So the accommodation that this facility built so long ago has the ability to do is really phenomenal. It's four passenger ships. For this season, we're expecting around 300 ship calls for the entire season, and around 1.2 million passengers coming through the terminal this year.
And what happens when a ship filled with passengers pulls into or out of the port? What's that, what has to go on in between?
Yeah, well, the Port of Vancouver is a home port. So whenever a cruise ship pulls into the Port of Vancouver, typically they are operating some sort of turnaround operation. So that includes things like restocking, their provisions on their ship, such as food, supplies, et cetera, refueling, doing any sort of maintenance or repair in between their voyages, and also embarking and debarking those passengers. So it's a huge operation that has to happen in just the span of a couple of hours at the Port of Vancouver.
I was going to ask, just a couple of hours, right? And some of these ships carry 1,000 people or more, right?
That's correct. Yeah, a lot of the ships that we see are around that 2,500 passenger level. So they're quite large ships, and it's quite a few passengers coming in and out of the cruise terminal each turn.
And you must have seen passenger ships growing in size over the last 10 years, yes?
Yes, we have. We've seen, you know, some of those smaller ships coming in a couple of years ago. And year after year, it seems that the ships are growing in their capacity. And it's something that, the Canada Place Cruise Terminal is really focused on, is meeting that those capacity demands through our terminal.
And who orders all the food or the cases of Coca-Cola or you know, rum, whatever? Do you all do that, or does the ship do that way ahead of time and there are trucks waiting to offload that on, or unload that onto the ship?
Yeah, the ship does that actually, but the way it works is we work with our terminal operator, SSA Marine, to kind of manage the ground transportation options for all of those provisions. And it's really this quite coordinated dance that has to occur between the ships coming in to bring those different provisions, the fueling that has to happen, the offloading of any sort of waste or recycling that has to occur, and then, of course, the passenger side of things, both the embarkation as well as the debarkation of those passengers for each turn. So it's quite an integrated operation that's happening.
Like herding cats. You know, I get impatient filling my tank up with gas standing there with my hand on the nozzle. How long does it take to fill up the gas tank for a mega ship?
Yeah, I don't have the exact specifics. It's different for each ship, obviously. But one of the things that we like to talk about is the fact that when a ship actually pulls into the Port of Vancouver, we're actually equipped with shore power. So it allows the ship to actually turn off their diesel auxiliary engines and actually connect to shoreside electricity. And that's clean electricity provided by BC Hydro. So it's hydroelectricity.
Chance McKee. I'm sorry, Chance. I was going to... Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, it's just a really phenomenal technology that we're able to offer our cruise line customers at the Port of Vancouver.
Chance McKee is the cruise account representative at the Vancouver Port Authority. You can read more about the port at portvancouver.com. Up next, Robert and Mary return from aboard the Seabourn Quest in Alert Bay in British Columbia as our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise continues. Don't go away.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. We are now up to the E block on this August 23rd broadcast, and the doctor is in the house with us here in Alert Bay. As Mary and I reconnect with you from aboard the Seabourn Quest, well, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. They have more than 200 resorts in places you are going to want to go, like nearby Vancouver and Whistler. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, this is very simple. Wherever travel takes you, just find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, one of my longtime favorite tips is to always pack a small first aid kit. Make sure it contains essentials for blisters, minor cuts, and things like that. But life happens, and sometimes when we travel, we may need more care. Most ocean cruise ships are staffed with medical facilities and medical teams that vary in size based on ship's capacity. Joining us here live on set is the Quest senior doctor, Dr. Sara Matthews. Welcome.
Sara, this is something we wanted to do for a while. So as Mary said, welcome, and we appreciate you being able to leave the office and join us here. So good morning.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. We enjoyed our time with you so far. So, you know, this is a segment we wanted to do for a while now because we get a lot of questions from listeners that write into us. And I want you to share how long you've been working as a physician aboard cruise ships. What inspired you to choose, maritime medicine, which certainly can be a little different than working on land?
Well, I've been on board now for 3 years. This is my third year. And when I was working in the emergency department back home, I actually met a guy who was a cruise ship physician for about 3-4 years. And he was just telling me all about it. I didn't even know the option existed. And it was the travel, the ability to travel. And I just started applying, and one thing led to the next. And 6 months later, I was on my first ship.
Here, yeah.
Here you are.
Yeah, I am.
So as Robert said, and you just said, it's a field that does exist, maritime medicine. I'm sure it's very different than working on land. What are a couple of differences, some of the bigger ones?
Okay, so what I've noticed is that, you know, medicine everywhere is kind of the same, practiced in the same way, but there's an aspect to maritime medicine that is different, and that's actually coordinating with, you know, different people from all over the world. So depending on where you are, you often work very close with the captain, the Coast Guard, you're coordinating care, you're coordinating evacuations, you're working with different insurances, and people all over the world speak different languages.
Sure.
So it's been that aspect to me is very interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of logistics.
Yeah, the logistics behind it is very unique to maritime medicine, yeah.
So as you heard when I introduced you, I do always travel, and I always recommend people travel with a little kit that has some basics. But what are some things, you have listeners here, you have listeners listening across the U.S., what are some things that you think we should know about medical care on a cruise ship, and what are a few medical items that you recommend we travel with?
Well, the medical center on board these cruise ships are actually really well stocked. We've got everything to kind of treat your basic illnesses that you'd go to with, you know, where you'd visit your primary healthcare physician. And then we've also got some over-the-counter things, but I do recommend bringing your seasickness tablets, even if you don't usually get seasick, and your Tylenol, ibuprofen, bring your Tums, anything just to make your cruise more comfortable, because what could happen to you back home can happen to you on board. We are there, we do have all of those things, but it's a lot cheaper if you get it back home.
Yeah. Oh, and the seasickness, you know, that's interesting because we've been asked, that's a question, you know, Mary and I have never felt seasickness, you know, again, we knock on wood here, it's right next to me when I say that, but some people, they come on and there are different patches or the different tablets that they can take, and that will help them to be able to enjoy the cruise. So, you know, a common question that we get from show fans, and I want to ask you is, you know, will my health insurance cover me if I need medical insurance on a cruise ship? And, you know, we just talked about it earlier in our B block. We have a longtime partner with our show, Travel Guard Travel Insurance. We know they've nicely covered folks when they have cruised before because they let us know they've had issues. You know, they did have to pay up front, but then they were reimbursed when they get home, the way it works. But any thoughts or advice with regards to how passengers pay for medical services when they are on a ship?
Yeah, so most people will need to get separate travel insurance. A lot of your regular insurance, once you're about, I think, 100 miles from the coast, you're in international waters, and it doesn't cover any medical care. So travel insurance is really important. Some insurance companies do have a branch that covers travel as well, so just make sure you've got that before you travel, because anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that. So you mentioned, you know, you didn't know this profession existed. You know, right now, people out there that are listening, they were you, you know, 3.5 years ago. Any advice for somebody who wants to get into maritime medicine, work on cruise ships, you know, things they should contemplate?
Yeah, I think that, I think the only thing to really think about is that you're going to be away from home for a really long period of time. But in that time, you'll be traveling the world, seeing different things. So it's really worth it for me. You also, the workload is not as high as on board as it is on land, but it does mean you work every day for at least 3 to 4 months. Just to consider the time away from home. But if you've got that flexibility, for example, you don't have kids, you're not in a relationship, you don't really have big responsibilities back home, you should go for it.
I agree.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Everybody here seems to be healthy, so you've done a good job on this cruise with us. So thank you very much.
So far, so good.
A little time left. Really enjoy you coming up to visit with us here on set. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Well, Mary, Sarah takes care of the crew too. Hour one already. 50% of the show is over.
It is
the fastest 2 hours in travel. We're going to get ready to send you back to Dallas, everybody. That's going to be a wrap for hour one of the program today. Hour two is going to start in about 7 minutes. We're going to be joined live on set by the hotel director. We're also going to talk food. We're going to talk wine. And then what we're going to have, the show could go off the rails, so don't go anywhere, because then we're going to have some of the show fans traveling with us and some of the other passengers join us here. None of this is scripted, folks, so we'll just see how that goes. Week two of the big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan Cruise continues. Keep those radios locked in or catch the show through our Listen Live button or through our archives. You can do as well at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.